Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Hope you had a great time today with your family, your friends, loved ones. Great to be with one of my loved ones right now. That would be you, Harry Tynowitz. Know that. You're special to me. Do you know that? Seriously, do you know that?
I do not know that.
You should know that.
I'm sorry, I should know that. Why would I know that?
Well,
you've gone out of your way to help me, Carm. You have certainly been my biggest supporter here at the station, and I appreciate that.
Well, I only thank you for saying that, Harry. But grew up listening to sports talk radio.
Yeah, you gotta go. I'm 25 years older than you now.
Yeah, you're the smack. Well, you're old. You're near. You're near death, and we're gonna cherish every moment we have together while you're still with us. But it's always fun for me to get to work with you. So there. Whether an age is just a number,
I'm like. What, 12 years older than you?
I mean, exactly. For whatever reason, I just feel like you're 78. And
it's
I'm
not like Orion and I were classmates.
My gosh, it's Harry on the radio. Hey, I want to say Merry Christmas to one of our loyal listeners, Mary, who's texting in tonight, as she does often. She wrote, "Hi, Mark, I've listened to you for a long time. You're not a tantrum guy. You're a reasonable, level-headed guy, so it makes me mad that if you had thrown a tantrum, people would think you were a tantrum guy. They would have incorrectly judged you as a jerk, which you're not. You were placed in an unfair situation, and in that situation, it's so hard to be the nice person you would normally be." See, so I think sometimes you have to have. See, this is what I think successful people do, Harry. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they have the range. Like, if you're just nice guy all the time, then no one's gonna fear you. You have to have that. There's got to be a switch where you can flip where, if you cross me, then that guy's coming out, and it keeps people in line, and there's a certain level of respect that you get, too. You can't just be a relaxed guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I think the trick is to frighten them. You know, and you don't ever want to, like, you just want to kind of, like, remind them, hey, the last thing you want is for me to get upset.
Right.
Like, you want that to be enough. You don't need to say, I'm going to, you know, Scarface, you know, I'm going to kill your whole family. You just need to say, You really don't want to mess with me.
Right. A little unpredictability.
And I simply think, you know, in that realm, you would have just said, hey, you know, it hasn't been a good year for air travel. It has not been a year where airlines seem to care about customers. Here's a chance for you to care about a customer instead of making you look bad on Twitter.
Right.
But more importantly, you're dating this girl, we'll call her...
No, her name is Chelsea.
9 months, you're dating Chelsea.
Yeah.
So to your friends, she appears to be spectacular. However, you never know. So you and Chelsea go to Mexico.
Yeah.
And, you know, your friends are thinking, hey, this could be big. Let's see what happens. Yeah. You're going to Mexico single, and you come back.
Right. So the whole thing, leading up to the vacation, just for the backstory here, Harry was like pushing me behind the scenes, so you're gonna pop the question, right? And then you're saying whatever you were saying to Chelsea, like the two of you are friends there too, all this stuff. And 312 is texting before him. Carm tells us, I'm guessing he picked a fight with Chelsea. I did not pick any fights. That's also something that I would not do. So, sorry to disappoint you. There's no engagement to report, but we did make an absolutely what I would consider major move. And it happened in the airport on the way home.
Dude.
Yes.
Women's bathroom or men's?
Not a bathroom, not an R or X-rated situation. One of the special things we did on the trip is we went to a small town by the name of Akumel, which is where you can go and right off the beach, you put the snorkel gear on, you swim out, and you see the sea turtles.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, and you see the stingray, and you do, you know, you can go a guided tour, which is what we did. The dude had one of the...
We had a horse named Guided Tour.
Yeah, well, did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So this guy had one of those things that they throw out to you when you're drowning.
A life preserver?
Not the thing you wear, but
in your case, an anchor?
The circle thing. The circle.
A life preserver.
Okay, that's
No. I guess a life preserver will be the orange thing. You're right.
What's the circle thing? Jen DeSalvo, you're in news. You know these things. What's the circle thing?
Big lifesaver?
It's a lifesaver.
Lifesaver.
Yeah.
Okay, so he had the so we could, with the guide, you could hang on to the lifesaver, and he had the what do you call those things you put on your feet? The fins. The flippers?
Flippers.
The flippers, right. He was rocking the flippers, and we were holding on, and he was dragging us through and taking us where the turtles were. It was awesome. So she loved seeing the turtles, and it was a cool moment. And so in the airport, I broke down and purchased a stuffed animal turtle and presented it to her.
What are you, 16?
I am not 16. I take offense to that comment.
Dude.
And I thought that was a major move. It's a reminder of our trip that we will have forever. And the name of the turtle, we have named him, is Akumel, and short for Akumel is Aku. And Aku is joining Arnold, my stuffed duck. And so now we have Arnold and Aku. And this is awesome.
It's the current.
I think it's very cute because 9 months you said you've been together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should be expecting a ring if it's not more than a year.
Right.
At least.
And I've added a major component into the relationship in Akumel.
A major component.
Yes, major. Akumel's going to be in the bed every night. Akumel is now a thing. Not only is it Akumel, but it's Aku. You have there's a nickname going on here. 312-981-7200. Akumel, was it a good move?
Well, Akumel might be there. Akumel might be there every night, but I don't know how much longer you're going to be there.
You don't think that Akumel buys me some time here?
Jen, I'm not saying that after 9 months you propose. Mm-hmm. I'm saying in this case, with Carm being where he is in life.
Why do you got to go with that?
Because if you were 34, it wouldn't make sense to propose. But where you are now, having been with people you've been with.
He's 34.
And you have found someone who might be the coolest person you've ever dated. And I think that you want to, you know, take advantage of that before it slips through your fingers. And how do you name a turtle anything other than Michelangelo or Donatello?
See, first of all, I can't live my life in the scarcity that you're bringing to the table right now. There's no, I am not an age. I am not a number. I am a human being that is doing my thing,
but
Harry.
But fate has moved its huge hand. Fate has brought you two together at this moment.
Yeah, but you don't really know a person until after a couple of years, so why jump into it when they might just not think that they're perfect for each other in 16, 18 months from now?
There's no rush to get engaged in Mexico on the 9 month on our first vacation, Harry, but I think adding Akumel was a very strategic, brilliant, advancing type of move. And I would like you to acknowledge that I took a major risk by stepping up with Akumel.
That's cute that you bought Akumel. She'll remember it forever, and it's from your first trip. So I do like that move. And I'm guessing Akumel was on sale.
Akumel wasn't on sale, man. Akumel was full price. Full price in the Cancun airport for 190 some odd pesos, which I asked, how much is that in American dollars? They said $11.07, and I said, that's a good buy for a stuffed animal. I am in on Akumel.
That's solid.
412 is texting in that Arnold the Duck is going to be so jealous. That is true, but I have sat down with Arnold the Duck, and Arnold the Duck is taking things in stride and is looking forward to bonding with Akumel.
This is your childhood duck that you still have.
Yeah.
And Chelsea knows this and still wants to be with you.
Yeah. She's a huge fan of Arnold and now of Akumel. Arnold and Akumel, Aku. Is that too weird? Is my future career in radio on am I making the wrong decision sharing these intimate details? You tell me, Harry. It is Christmas. Probably don't have the most amount of listeners that we've ever had, but you know, there is these things called podcasts and show things, and Shantae's very, very thorough. This is going to be
Shantae is very savvy, by the way.
Yeah.
She's been very proactive. I'm enjoying her executively producing the show.
Well, we actually have a guest coming up at 10 o'clock, courtesy of Shantae. Valerie Sokalski is going to be with us. She is an author of 8 books on professional presence and leadership. And Valerie passionately shares her vast knowledge on the soft skill topics that are more important than ever before. She works with emerging leaders and those who lead them.
What she does is, if you get a Christmas gift and you return it, and then your friend or your mom says, "Where's that Christmas gift I gave you?" She'll tell you how to, like, soft talk your way out of it.
Yeah,
back to the important thing.
Yeah.
My brother Danny dated a girl in his 30s, dated another girl a few years after that, and I think he liked them both a lot. And I think he got some bad advice from my dad. And I think he looks back on that as like, why did I let someone that I knew right away was special, you know, slip through my fingers?
Well, if it's up to my father, I'd marry Chelsea yesterday. My dad likes Chelsea more than he likes me. So don't worry about that advice coming down the pipe here, pal.
Well, I think he loves you. I think you're selling yourself short. Your dad is so proud of you, and he's just,
of course. But
right.
That advice is not coming.
All right, but all I'm saying, Carm, is that there is no set time. I just think in this case, she's pretty special, and best quality about her, she likes you. She's crazy about you. She laughs at your jokes.
It is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, before we find out like what she's addicted to, you should get in on this.
I'm most definitely not funny, and she laughs.
No. You're funny. But I think that, you know, she might not always be, you know.
It's unfortunate that you go with this whole tick-tock thing that you're bringing to the
I just want you to have a sense of urgency. There's something special right there for you.
All right. I'm urgent. I get plenty of urgency.